As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Monday, April the 26th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and be a part of today's broadcast. You can pick up the telephone, call now. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America to around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96 out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. As we love to do each morning, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, AM 1710, Liberty Radio, Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you all for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. Fraud charges against Goldman Sachs and the banking regulations, well, it's just a bad penny. Won't go away. It's on the news. It's on the congressional calendar, as well as immigration and climate change. They're not dead yet. Lawrence Summers is the champion there. We'll come back and talk about that in a moment. Metals gaining. The newest fear today, I think what I'll do is I'll carry on a little bit from the excellent broadcast that Michael Vail had on his broadcast last night, The Vantage Point, where he interviewed Barbara Marx Hubbard. We talked about all manner and sundry of these new evolving world views, the new age, and all of that rot. But there's a brilliant man down below all of this, Pierre Teilhard de Chardin, The Evolution Revolution. We're going to talk about that a little bit today. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to that market report for Monday again, April the 26th, 2010. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just an hour ago, gold was trading off $1.20 at $1,156.30. Now, this puts it right in the level that everybody's been predicting gold should be at. So maybe some of the manipulation has ceased and we might start moving up again, and we could all look for that. Silver moves up 6 cents in early trading on the high side of $18 finally, $18.34. Will it stay there and then come back and gain that $19? It should, but who knows? It's such a rigged market. Platinum in the news again this morning, but moving up $5. Platinum running $1,746 an ounce. Palladium moves up $8 for $569 a troy ounce. There's also discussion about rhodium coming back into the news again as well. So all the metals are doing very well so far this morning. Let's see where they go. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, $1,152.30 for a low, $1,161.20 for a high, about a $9 spread in there. But again, it's on the right side of 1,150, and it hasn't been there for a while. So we'll be picking it up right there on the other side of this first break. Stay with us. Much more to come.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known, with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Seed Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, April the 26th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, our call-in numbers remain throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. And in the Austin, Texas area, you can call in at 512-904-8014. Or if you have unlimited long-distance access, we can appreciate you using that 512 number, 512-904-8014. Back into our market report for today. Again, we find gold trading up $1.20 at $1,156.30 as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The silver was up 6 cents at $18.34 an ounce. The platinum up 5 bucks at $1,746. Palladium up 8 at $5.69. The lows on the highs in the gold spot market again. Now we're right back in the middle of the spread between $1,100 and $1,200 an ounce for gold in the spot market. $1,152.30 for a low, $1,161.20 for a high. But at $1,156.30, your gold is up $243.30 an ounce year to year for a 26.65% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning, the London Bullion Market Association, they set the price at $1,154. You can see we're trading just above that now. The SPDR gold shares this morning, no real news to report there. They're holding 1,140.13 tons of gold, ostensibly in their reserves to back up these exchange-traded funds, and that works out to a $41.76 billion holding in gold at the SPDR gold shares. That's GLD on the tickers, on the Dow, I guess it is. I don't know where they trade it. I wouldn't buy that paper stuff to save my life. Well, if I wanted a wallpaper, a wall, I might go with that stuff. But if I wanted wealth, I would get the physical. Do consider that. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 70 on Friday. This idea of a $6,500 Dow that some of the forecasters put out a while back, obviously not happening, not going to happen. It just keeps going up and up. But again, it closed up 70, pretty strong move in the Dow on Friday, closing at 11,204, now strongly above 11,000. The NASDAQ up 11 at 2530, and the S&P closed up 9 at 1,217. Crude oil this morning up 0.33, how could I do that? It's up 33 cents. Get all these basis points and point points and digital points. This is cents, all right? And it's kind of digital also. That's up 33 cents, trades at $85.45 a barrel. For those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered in Oklahoma, a glut of oil being held in the tankers, refineries out there, especially in Oklahoma. They're right up near the top and overflowing. Apparently, people are not liking the high dollar cost at the pump. So anyway, $85.45 a barrel for crude this morning, and the U.S. dollar index, the USDX for that. You want to go over and visit the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website. I'll just keep putting that out until everybody memorizes it. But 81.51, the USDX up 17 basis points. Of course, that impacts the Forex markets, the Canadian loonie, the Canadian dollar at parity again with the U.S. dollar, just a little bit, just a tiny fractional bit below. But we can say that it's on the high side of a buck. It is $1. So you'll be buying Canadian dollars and trading or exchanging Canadian dollars for one U.S. dollar. It's a straight across push. It's at parity. The Mexican peso, 8 cents, still on the high side of the Rio Grande. It's running at 8 cents. So you fill up your pockets at 8 cents a pop on pesos. The euro this morning moves up 31 basis points, going trading down a little. At $1.34 U.S. The British pound moves up 66 basis points, trades at $1.55. The Swiss franc down 0.18%, 18 basis points at 93 cents U.S. And of course, in the Forex, the reason why I talk about those all the time, this is the exchange that happens every time you move product from the United States out to any foreign country. You've got to go through these exchangers, the money changers. You've got to go to somebody else's temple and pick up their pieces of script in order to make that exchange work. And so that's why we report it, because as you see the fluctuations up and down in this Forex, you can see how basically countries would look at sending material to the U.S. or buying items from us. And so it figures into the greater mix of all of these things. The bond market this morning, the two-year bond is yielding 1.04%. The 10-year is at 3.79. That's moving down just a little bit. And, of course, the two-year is rather strong. It's been below the 1. Now it's back up at 1% again. And the 30-year is at 4.64. In the mortgage market, we see a continuing increase in the mortgages. A 15-year fixed-rate mortgage is running at 4.50%, moving up from 4.36, and the 30-year moves up from 5.00 a month ago to 5.17. All that means it's going to cost you more to buy a new house if you buy on with a mortgage. Now, again, you know, Barbara Marks Hubbard, she has few equals, but it's difficult to say whether this fact is a subject for regret or for rejoicing. But if you did listen to the broadcast last evening with Michael Vail, he interviewed Barbara Marks Hubbard again. She's a very important woman, somebody that we need to pay attention to. But while I was doing a little bit of prior to pre-show preparation, I joined him in the second hour. I was following up a bunch of links that Vicki Davis had prepared and sent to me. And in the Wikipedia link, you can see down, if you go up on Wikipedia, just type in your browser there, Barbara Marks Hubbard, down about a quarter of the page there, you'll see people that influenced her, people that she looks to for inspiration. That might be a way of looking at it. And one of the names that was in that list was a name that I'm familiar with. And so knowing that I had some information on that individual, I went and pulled it up and reviewed it before the broadcast. But I want to share it with you this morning so that we can understand just a little bit about what's going down, some of the ideas that are out there that are really shaping geopolitical events would be one way of saying it, just without going into that at a great extent. But this is an article that was written by Pierre Teilhard de Chardin. Now, the last name is, it's D-E, of course. It's not French, but it's C-H-A-R-D-I-N. And so for all of you out there that speak the French language, forgive me for stumbling all over it. I've only got what I was able to learn out of books. Anyhow, this the title here is The Antiquity and World Expansion of Human Culture. Human Culture. And you've heard me talk a lot about Agenda 21 on this broadcast, this program of action out of Rio de Janeiro, 1992. It's the idea of sustainable development. Well, some of these people that have influenced those like Barbara Marx Hubbard are also influential in the entire agenda of the last 100 years and will most likely have a continuing impact as we move further into this new century. So it helps us to go back and look and see what some of the intellectual background is for the events that are happening today. And we'll pick it up right after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned. Much more to come. Put your thinking caps on and be ready to take notes.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And returning once again and sort of reversing the order of the broadcast, I'm going to throw the news at the end of the broadcast rather than the first of the broadcast so that we don't run out of time as we so often do because we, I invariably spend too much time with the news. So anyway, we'll save the news. I got a browser full of it. If we need news, we'll bring in news later. But this idea of Pierre, this man, Pierre Teilhard de Chardin, he's somebody that you can just type right into your browser, go to Wikipedia and pop right up. There's an article there for that you can find out about him. It's Pierre is P-I-E-R-R-E. Teilhard is T-E-I-L-H-A-R-D. D-E Chardin. It's C-H-A-R-D-I-N. French? Yes. Here's a little note that's included in this book. I'm going to give you the reference to the book I'm referring to and reading from today in a moment. But Dr. Teilhard de Chardin's paper appears posthumously. Father Teilhard was research associate for the Wenner-Gren Foundation. I'm going to stop right there because what did we just find out? He's a father, all right? Now, the only people around here that call anybody fathers with capital F, they're like that, is the Catholic Church. And so you'll find immediately when you go to Wikipedia that he is a Jesuit priest. Just for your own edification, and he is a French Jesuit paleontologist, priest. So let's continue. Father Teilhard was research associate of the Wenner-Gren Foundation. Now, who is the Wenner-Gren Foundation? W-E-N-N-E-R hyphen G-R-E-N, Wenner-Gren Foundation. If you will do considerable research on them, the trail just gets more interesting as you go. But now let's go in and introduce the book again. This is the International Symposium on Man's Role in Changing the Face of the Earth out of Princeton, New Jersey in 1955. Notice the name of this symposium, Man's Role in Changing the Face of the Earth, 1955. Now at this time, Barbara Marks Hubbard would have been 25 years old. I believe she was a graduate of Bryn Mawr College there. You may very well be aware of this material that I'm sharing with you. Certainly many of the people in the New Age are, and certainly all those that are involved in the Green Movement should be aware of these papers from this symposium. Again, it's Man's Role in Changing the Face of the Earth. And this book, well over 1,000 pages here, I'll give you, there's an insert that was put in by the library, pasted in on the front page. Man's Role in Changing the Face of the Earth is the first large-scale evaluation of what has happened and what is happening to the Earth under man's impress. Presented at an international symposium organized by the Wenner-Gren Foundation for Anthropological Research and held at Princeton in June of 1955, these papers focus viewpoints from nearly all fields of knowledge upon man's capacity to transform his physical, biological, and that's hyphenated, his physical hyphen biological environment, and upon his cumulative and irreversible alterations of the earth. In these pages, 53 contributing scholars provide important insights into a pioneer field of study. So it's getting started here in what has become, now today, this green agenda. The Greens, the Green Party, the Green Weenies, the environmentalists. It's based upon science. There is sound foundation here for a very careful study of what is our role, what does man do, how has man changed the face of the earth, and not to be troglodytes here and live in a cave. We do need to be very aware of this. But at the same time, one could ask, is it necessary to raise it up to the level of a religion where rocks have more rights than people? I don't believe it is. But because of the nature of these many, many writings in this book, it has become a bit of a phenomena. And, of course, Barbara Marx Hubbard is one of those co-creationists that is looking at a futurist that's looking at a world vastly evolved and rapidly changing. But I caution you to embrace those ideas before you do a head count of all those that are left in Utopia or Erewhon or nowhere on Earth after the evolutionists and the futurists have their way with global population. It's a grim world they paint. But nevertheless, let's go into it and start out. Or back to this little bit. During his lifetime, I'll say it again, Dr. T.L. Hard D. Chardin's paper appears posthumously. In other words, he's passed away at the time that this symposium happened, but he was prepared to present this paper to the symposium. Father Teilhard was the research associate, again, of the Wenner-Gren Foundation for Anthropological Research at the time of his death on April the 10th of 1955. You see, so this he died in the same year that this this symposium was held and was unable to appear personally. During his lifetime, he was an advisor to the National Geological Survey of China, and that's important to understand, too. Remember, when Ignatius Loyola founded the Jesuit order, his aide, his second-in-command, St. Francis Xavier, went to China. And so there's been a continuous presence in China and India and all places Orient by the Jesuits for all of this time. And so here, Father Teilhard was an advisor to the National Geological Survey of China and a member of the French Academy of Sciences. He was primarily a geologist. That's important to understand. And a vertebrate paleontologist whose interests ultimately led him to the problems concerning the origins of man, both in Southeast Asia and in Africa south of the Sahara. Excuse me. I'm doing a lot of talking lately. Can't quite get my lungs straightened out. So this idea now, again, the origins of man in Southeast Asia and in Africa south of the Sahara, puts us right back on top of other people's research who are now finding evidences of considerable civilization in the most southern portions of Africa. So he's on the map, and let's find out a little bit about him. He's going to present an idea. This is not original with him, but he's kind of teaming up with another fellow, a Professor Vernadsky, with the idea of the noose sphere or noosphere. It's like zoology, the word Z-O-O-O-L-O-G-Y, but the second O has an umlaut or the two little dots over the top of it. If you know how to pronounce it well, then more power to you. You could say zoology or noosphere, or you could say noosphere. It's just a small little bit there. So anyway, let's continue. It continues and says this, planetary nature of man, a presentation of the noosphere or noosphere. How and how much does man, by his presence and his activities, transform the face of the earth? Question mark. Of course, this being written for this symposium, it would, you would imagine, start that way. As a common background to the various technical answers dealing with soil conservation, water distribution, city building, etc., we should like to mention and to emphasize a still deeper and more general change which our zoological group has brought to the terrestrial world. We're starting in on something that will be a little deep. You'll need to follow along carefully. It should be quite interesting as it develops. We'll be right back.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at ChristosTrading.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at EndlessFraudDetection.com today.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so at this point, if we were doing it in a classroom setting, we'd have on the board the antiquity and the world expansion of human culture as the name of this article, this paper. Of course, we'd be talking about this symposium, man's role in changing the face of the earth in 1955 in Princeton. That would be up on the board. Pierre Teilhard de Chardin, the name, would be up on the board. And then this word, noosphere, N-O-O-S-P-H-E-R-E. We're talking about a Jesuit, French Jesuit, Teilhard, Father Teilhard. He is influential. He has influenced many of the greatest minds, if you will, if you could be so generous as to offer that, on the Green Movement and the New Age movements. And so we've also would have up there the Wenner-Gren Foundation. Wenner-Gren Foundation. So let's continue. Our zoological group has brought to the terrestrial world. This change would betray and characterize the presence of man on Earth to an observer on Sirius. Now, you all know what Sirius is. It's that dog star out there. But I find it interesting whenever I encounter it in readings, someone's writings, when they use Sirius, they're indicating other research that they've done that gets you right on the map and right into the free zone with Freeman, all right? So, again, now we're dealing with a Jesuit priest, And for his work, for his efforts, he's going to come crosswise to the church, because as he continues his research, he's going to be refuting much of what is taught in the Bible. Apparently the creator of the universe didn't clue in his chosen ones, the Hebrew, and so he left them in the dark on important issues. But anyway, Teilhard here continues. He writes, "The progressive expansion of a special layer of thinking and cultured substance all around the globe." This is where we're going to come into an understanding of what they mean when they say this new sphere. It's a special layer of thinking and cultured substance all around the globe. Think of it perhaps as a planetary skin. More than half a century ago, the great geologist Zeus took a bold and lucky step when, in addition to describing our planet by the classical sequence of concentrical spherical shells, the barysphere, the lithosphere, and the atmosphere, he decided to add the biosphere. Now you know where that word came from and when. More than a half century ago, again, this was written in 1950, so in 1900s, plus or minus, a great geologist, Seuss, S-U-E-S-S, like Dr. Zeus, only this is with Seuss, an S, decided to add the biosphere. Now, you know, NASA has their biosphere project. I interviewed one of the astronauts. That was there in that biosphere. That was an interesting but not aired interview. But he decided again, Seuss decided to add the biosphere in order to affirm, and in a concise and vivid way, that the frail but superactive film of highly complex self-reproducing matter spread around the world was of decided geological significance and value. So let's join in their mindset here a little bit and remember that you probably have heard at one or more points in your life that if you were to create a tabletop model, a globe, a tabletop model, scale model of the planet Earth, our heavenly earthly home here, if you were to create a scale model which you could set on your table of reasonable size, say a foot in diameter, if you were to do it faithful to the planet, you would have in front of you a highly polished steel, if you made it out of steel, a highly polished steel ball. In other words, from the top of K2 or Mount Everest to the deepest part in the Mariana Trench or whatever other low trench they ever find in the ocean, there's such a very minute deviation that if you were to create a scale model the size I've described, it would be like mirror finish polishing, probably better than anything that we could do. That's how smooth the Earth really is. And Pierre Teilhard de Chardin and Vernadsky are looking at this planet, as well as Mr. Seuss here, and they're saying that there is a frail but superactive film of highly complex, self-reproducing matter spread around the world, and this was of decided geological significance and value, and certainly it is. This is the realm of our physical existence. Since Zeus's time, the notion of a special planetary envelope of organic matter distinct from the inorganic lithosphere has been accepted as a normal basis for the fast-growing structures of geobiology. Geobiology, which at the time was a new branch of science. But then, why not take one step more and recognize the fact that if the appearance of the Earth has undergone a major alteration by turning chlorophyll green or life form since Paleozoic period, an even more revolutionary transformation took place at the end of the Tertiary time when our planet developed a psychically reflexive human surface. Now it's psychically reflexive human surface, for which, together with Professor Edouard Leroy and Professor Vernadsky, we suggested in the 1920s the name noosphere or noosphere. And that's from the Greek nous or nous, N-O-O-S, which means mind, and sphera, which means sphere. So we have a mind sphere as a skin on this polished orb rotating upon its axis around the sun in space. Ultimately, neither Earth nor man can be fully understood except with regard to the marvelous sheet of humanized and socialized matter, which, despite its incredibly small mass and its incredible thinness, has to be regarded as positively the most sharply individualized and most specifically distinct of all planetary units so far recognized. And you take man being, what, 5 foot two and eyes of blue, maybe 6 foot three these days, as we go towards giantism again. But if it's 5 feet tall, if we are 5 feet tall, then of course the skin is 5 feet thick, plus or minus all deviations, on the face of the planet. We are talking about an exceedingly thin skin here of this psychically reflexive human surface. As a natural introduction to the problem devoted precisely to the study of the relations existing between Earth and man in the course of their respective developments, let us therefore summarize the essence of what can be scientifically stated today concerning 1, the historical establishment of the noosphere, 2, the cultural structure, and finally 3, the present comportment as well as the possible future of mankind considered as a biological whole on a planetary scale. Right? He's laying down 3 points here. The historical establishment, the cultural structure, and finally, the present comportment, how it lays out. Excuse me. Now he's going to continue through and he's going to build on this. There's a chart here, a figure that they have included, a symbolic expression of the successive phases of hominization. Hominization. H-O-M-I-N-I-Z-A-T-I-O-N. Hominization. And they run through this kind of a chart, looks like a tulip coming up with leaves and a flower. And this is this symbolic expression of the successive phases of hominization. What is all of this particular discussion based upon? It's based upon an acceptance or a belief in the, I consider to be exceedingly specious, writings of Charles Darwin. His Origin of Species. If you haven't read it, before you accept the philosophy, you might inquire into it and read that little book. It's not that difficult. Pretty easy to read. Largely what they really are talking about there is the ability for certain moths to adapt in different forests, whether you have an oak forest or an ash forest or a birch forest, that these little moths somehow or another seem to be able to model differently. They can change their camouflage much the same way as a chameleon can do it, and so on and so forth. But one thing that we'll always find whenever we dive into evolution and evolution theory, that if it wasn't for the billions and billions and billions of years that they throw into their geologic column, of course, this couldn't happen. And unfortunately for the evolutionists, when you do dissect the geologic column, you never do find any of the transitional species. Species have come, species have gone on this planet, that's for sure. But when you put geology together with the science, if you will, of evolution, it's a revolving door. It's a circular argument. It's totally specious, and it should be questioned, and I do. We'll be right back.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your Liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadsdenTees.com. That's GadsdenTees.com.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
My soul. Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And certainly, I guess, if we had, a few trillion years, you know, we might even evolve into God if you wanted to follow this line of reasoning. Of course, Aristotle kind of kicks that kind of thought in the butt. And for those of you that know, Aristotle wrote what has remained basically the foundation of what we could understand as logic. In Aristotle's logic, many people have added, but very few have completed his original thinking. But Aristotle wrote this. This is out of the Basic Works of Aristotle, Book 5, Chapter 1. Here's a quote from Aristotle, they are originally based on a mistake. And as they begin badly, they cannot fail to end badly. So it really doesn't matter if you begin in error, no matter how much more you work on the same formula, using the same materials, you can continue on and on and on and on endlessly, but you'll always be in error because such as you begin badly, you can't help but to end badly, and that's been around with us for 2,500 years. Aristotle was a fairly well accepted, you know, thinker. but that sort of stuff doesn't fly too well. Of course, our author here, the presenter, would have been the presenter had he not died. The author of this work here, The Antiquity and the World Expansion of Human Culture, presented before this symposium on man's role in changing the face of the earth. He's also was known for the Peking Man. I guess he was part of that project. They came up with the Peking Man. Well, they've come up with all kinds of man, but if you look at the bone fragment that they found and where it's placed in this structure of the recreated guy that you see in the Smithsonian Institute or in the Time magazine or the National Geographic, they might have some little teeny fragment of bone, which they suppose was part of a cranium. And then from the little bone fragment that they found as a part of a cranium, they developed this whole stooping shoulder, half man, half ape thing with the sloping forehead and the receding eyes and the protruding jaw and all the rest of it, all based upon one tiny little bone fragment or two. And sometimes they'll find a fragment in one place, and a mile away they'll find another fragment, and then they'll merge these two fragments together and try and come up with Lucy. But he was into other things as well. Cosmology is one of the things he studied. He was a philosopher as well. It's the theory of the philosophy dealing with the structure and the evolution of the universe. And this is really part of what Barbara Marx Hubbard was talking about in her broadcast last night, the interview last night with Michael Vail on The Vantage Point. This idea of the evolution of the universe. Of course, if you put billions and billions of years into this mix, then it begs the question, what is the expansion rate of the universe? And of course, in the embedded about the middle of the interview, she made this really profound statement, and it is a profound thought. From nothing, something. From no thing, some thing. From no thing at all, a blank slate, something. It's that transition, you know, and then we say that matter can neither be created nor destroyed. One of those fundamental laws there. They only change shape. They change. It's like you take a log, let's say you burn it, and it's reduced to ash. It's just changed. It's not gone. You can track and trace everything. You put it in a vacuum, and you can find where the water came out. You can find where all the other gases came out. You can find where the energy came out and all of this, and you're reduced down to ash. But everything's still accounted for. It's not been destroyed. It just changed form. But from no thing to something is that profound beginning of things, which have been the marvel and wonder of philosophers for thousands of years. How was, you know, in the beginning God? Well, that's really not the way the Bible begins, but that's what most people know. Bereshis bara Elohim in Hebrew. Bereshis, very interesting word to study. It was the focus of a lot of the study that was done by Maimonides in his Guide to the Perplexed, but from no thing, something. It's like crossing from another sphere of consciousness. It's like crossing from that plane of where no things exist except what? Maybe spirit, energy? But no things. There's no molecular structures. There's no things there. And crossing from the plane of no thing to something is profound. We could use a term there, such as they use in our founders use in the Declaration. All men are endowed by their Creator, and they use a capital C, so we can make it a proper noun and capitalize it, and say that from no thing Creator something. And so this is a place, a very important place to look when we start thinking about cosmology, the evolution of the universe, and cosmogony, how the universe was actually formed. That's another study, very related, very close, but cosmogony is slightly different in that it's a theory of the creation of the universe of the world. And if you get into Nibiru and study that, and we've spoken of this briefly in the past, this idea of the white dwarf, as it was known in the 1920s, now it's called the brown dwarf. It's still the same dwarf. It's still another twin, a second star in our solar system. You get into all of that, and then we start getting into how were the planets formed. Theories have been advanced on that. But let's continue. It says, scarcely more than a century's elapsed since living man realized that he, too, was a product of biological evolution. I will accept progress. You start out with a stone, and you to the stone, because you're tired of smashing your fingers all the time. When you're using the stone as a tool, you put a wooden handle on it. That is a tremendous advantage. Not only did it stop you from, you know, bashing your thumb all the time with the rock as you were trying to crush open, you know, something like black walnuts, but it also gave you the advantage of leverage. A tremendous advantage putting a handle on a rock. That's not evolution, that's progress. But they call this, you know, the hand axe period of time. Well, you can go from just a round rock, I guess, Texas. You could go to a flint rock, and then you could nap it and come up with a hand axe. And they killed more than one Indian on the plains with hand axes. Anyway, continuing again, he says, scarcely more than a century that has elapsed since man, realizing that he too was a product of biological evolution. Of course, we have had no biological evolution in the last 2,500 years that I'm aware of. Began, of course, it's not millions, it's just the history that we know of, began to hunt not only for animal fossils, but also and predominantly for fossil man. In other words, he's going out looking for fossil man. Now, you know, if you're going out looking for something, you'll probably find it, whether you found what you were really looking for or not. But they went out with an intention, to find fossil man. And be careful, when science goes looking for something in particular, they'll find it, but they might have to tell you a story for you to accept it. In spite of intensive research, we are still far from having gained a complete vision of the history of our zoological group. Yet, as we consider its main features, the reconstruction of our past is by now sufficiently advanced to have taken what may be regarded as its final general shape. Well, let's understand the advancement of archaeology. We've read from in the past a book, Diggers for Facts and others, where we went over to back when, well, so long ago when we were looking at our history of the Oriental despotisms and the cradle of civilization there and the Babylon and Sumer and Egypt and the development of what are the now our religions and our cultures. And that was at the time that archaeology was just really getting started. And since it got started, and since we started going back and digging up some of these mounds or tells, they've told us lots. We've learned a lot. We found a lot of the Egyptian artifacts and so on and so forth. And, of course, they've all been stolen and hidden away in the basement of the Vatican or taken over to Christ Church, Oxford, and hidden in a basement there or locked up behind vault doors in the Smithsonian Institute or at any of the universities in Jerusalem or around the world. So little of our past is ever given to us, only the storyline. But the main lines of the final picture gradually have come to light through the joint efforts of prehistory and paleoanthropology. Most surely for stringent geological and paleontological reasons, the mysterious phenomena of initial hominization, the creation of man on the planet, initial hominization. We'll pick it up right there. Reflexive, self-conscious, types of consciousness, much more to come. Pretty interesting stuff for me. Hopefully it is for you as well. Be right back.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, cPanel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cPanel.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, April the 26th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, as we come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Beginning our second hour of today's broadcast, of course, my name is William Roberts. Looking at a writing, piece of writing that came out of a symposium back in 1955, again from Princeton University, Man's Role in Changing the Face of the Earth, the first symposium of its kind, really laid down the foundation work for much of what has become Agenda 21, Sustainable Development, certainly the big book, the big orange book, and all of the related writings out of the United Nations. So much of it has its footing right here in this symposium. And then, of course, the Wenner Gren Foundation, certainly that is something to take a look at as well. Very interesting as you track out all of the various players in that Wenner Gren Foundation, especially during World War II. They were having a coup running along on the side there. They were anticipating the replacement of the crown and parliament assembled and certain members in the German government simultaneously, and it was quite a story when I found it years ago. You can also go up and type in quotations, the antiquity and world expansion of human culture, and begin your Boolean search to try and find this writing for yourself if you can. I haven't been able to put my hands on it yet, but I'm sure some of you out there that are advanced in the browsing world would be able to do that. This is a rather interesting and unique article written for this particular symposium, and of course the author himself was a paleontologist, a philosopher, and a Jesuit priest in China. Continuing along here, it's a lengthy one. I'm going to have to move along and hold some of my talk back. But most surely, the for stringent geological and paleontological reasons, the mysterious phenomena of initial hominization, that is, the mutational emergence in nature of a reflexive or self-conscious type of consciousness. Consciousness plays a very big role in futurists' philosophy. This idea of a reflexive or self-conscious type of conscious. There's a synergistic consciousness that's coming, according to co-creation consciousness, as opposed to a self-conscious type of consciousness anticipated here in 2012, next year. What is it? No, 2 years from now. Don't rush that one, Will. Don't rush it. It'll get here just as quickly as it is. That we need to be aware of. And certainly this is part of what's being discussed. This idea of a mutational emergence. You're either going to evolve or you'll perish. If you don't perish naturally, someone else might help you along the process. Be aware. The most advanced representatives of the higher tailless chimpanzee or gorilla-like primates presently included by the zoologists in the Pongidae family. Well, I'm just going to catch a few here. Listen to some of these underlines and highlights as we fast forward. These first true hominins, it's H-O-M-I-N-I-A-N-S, hominins. Continuing, constitutionally of a fragile structure, the traces of any beginning are selectively erased by the passage of time. That's like a weasel clause in a legal contract. just again, constitutionally, owing to the fact that the first stages of any organized system are constitutionally of a fragile structure, the traces of any quote-unquote beginning are selectively erased by the passage of time. Yes, that's right. Because this was a transitional species, they're selectively erased by the passage of time. Time, Father Time comes in with his eraser and he finds all of those transitional species and erases them from the geologic record. Or maybe just the priests do that. I don't know.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so when we look at words like cooperation, we spoke a little bit about this yesterday on Jimmy X's broadcast, myself and Vicki Davis filling in for Jimmy X. We talked about some of this cooperation and some of the various and sundry things, but co-op. We can say cooperation quickly and drop the hyphen, or we can go cooperation. Two different words, two different expressions, two different symbols within the logical obfuscatory linguistics of the logical positivist syntactician. And unless you happen to possess the meta language, unless you know about the language of the language, you would not understand what they're saying. And this is important. Done talks on that, logical positivism. You can go up to freedomadvocates.org, and put my name into the search engine on Michael Shaw's website there, and you can come up with some talks that I've given in the past about the logical positivists. But this idea is important, especially when we look at the ideas being advanced by Barbara Marx Hubbard, and we start talking about co-creation. That's co-creation. So they are co-creators. In other words, God being so inept, the creator of the universe, or multiverse, as Carolyn Harris said, the creator of the universe being so inept, not able to be able to make things without the assistance of his little G-Godman man, the futurists are going to co-create an evolutionary leap in man, or so they claim. And we can understand that from the standpoint of looking at what the Monsanto and some of the other companies are doing with genetically modifying seeds and God only knows what else. I guess they are, in that regard, co-creationists. I hope they have the wisdom of Christ-like wisdom, you might say, that they don't soil the nest and ruin the entire seed bank in their efforts to become God. But that's their goal, the little G God men, gods in their own right and in their own minds. Continuing here, again, what were the number, the physical appearance, and the comportment of these first true hominians? That we shall never know. Owing to the fact that the first stages of any organized system are constitutionally of a fragile structure, the traces of any quote-unquote beginning are selectively erased by the passage of time. That's right, my friends. That's right. Unless you get the archives of this broadcast and hide them away someplace, 10, 15 years from now, no one will even remember I was on the air. It'll just be gone, erased by the passage of time. But when we're looking at things like bone, for instance, which has been found, bones have been found thousands of years old, and of course the inveterate hero of archaeology, the pottery shard, well, some of that stuff hangs around for a long time, especially when it's buried in the ground or trapped in a lava flow. Anyway, continuing here, it says, owing to the fact that the first stages of any organized system are constitutionally of a fragile structure, the traces of any beginning are selectively erased by the passage of time. There is still, and probably there will always, almost always remain, a blank in our vision of the past at the place occupied by the origins of man. That's a frank and open statement, but of course in a scientific paper like this, presented in front of a scientific body, you've got to put all your wild cards and wheel clauses out there quickly, and he's doing that in the first page of this presentation. And so unless you're listening, or if you're away at the potty and coming back to get your seat, and he'd already spoken, you'd have missed this. But he's telling you straight up, there's a blank in their vision of the past as the place occupied by the origins of man, though no more or less, in fact, than in the case of the birth of any other animal species or of any other human civilization. They really don't want to talk about creation. The presence of recognizable parable or pre-Hominians, and anatomically comparable with the Pleistocene Australopithecines of Africa, recently has been detected as early as the Upper Miocene of Italy. If you can't prove it with science, obfuscate it with words. But no EU hominians were likely to have wandered on the surface of the earth before the Basal Pleistocene, or Pleistocene, that is earlier than approximately 1 million years ago. Again, figure out what the expansion rate of the universe is and get a little idea of how old the universe may be. In so far as we can guess, now we're being honest, we're guessing, the initial hominization must have developed along an extensive west-east-south Himalayan belt ranging from equatorial Africa to Malaysia. But at the very earliest stages in the process, it seems that this elongated mutational front, of course, millions and millions of years ago, only science will be able to tell us where the North Pole might have been on this planet. So it's hard to say, well, the reason why they evolved there was because it was warm climate. Well, maybe it was and maybe it wasn't. Living in the little valley that I lived in for so many years, as close to the earth as I was, It was always rather troubling for me to be down in one of these Ozarks Hill and Hollerland haulers looking at all of these fossils of seashells and things like that in the sandstone laying in the creek bottoms, and I'm thinking, is this a safe place to live? This all used to be underwater. Maybe you should seek higher ground. And I did. Anyway, continuing. Insofar as we can guess, well, I'll just jump over that. But what he's trying to do now is he's laying down his groundwork. He's laying down this groundwork for an understanding and an acceptance in the scientific community for the theory of evolution, just the same way that Al Gore and the rest of them lay down the idea of man-made global warming. They have to use lots of words, PowerPoint presentations, neurolinguistic programming, handouts, brochures, and a Jesuit priest wearing his collar to get you to believe it. Thus saith the Lord, we evolved. Dropping down further here, it would be extremely difficult to either explain the unique development in the lower Pleistocene of Africa or a hand axe culture, which is the oldest and the richest of the world, or to understand the sudden outburst of man throughout Eurasia at the dawn of Upper Paleolithic time. Here, the key phrase, sudden outburst of modern man. So again, the co-creationists, the futurists, are looking for another sudden outburst of modern man, breaking through the self-conscious and moving towards the August Comtean other consciousness, or altruistic or humanitarian consciousness, where we live for others. La 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 la. There was a song like that in the 60s. For the greater part of the Pleistocene, that is, during the whole Paleolithic and early Paleolithic times, facts force us to admit that man has remained strangely limited geographically within the original boundaries of his zoological birth, except for some marked peripheral advances of the hand axe industry in southwestern Europe and Southeast Asia. Of course, it doesn't take into account anything that may be under the ocean that may have a street sign someplace saying Atlantis Boulevard. Anyway, we'll be back on the other side, just laying down some of the foundation for the New Age thought.
You owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Mike Chambers for my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So, continuing again along here from this symposium paper presented by Pierre Teilhard de Chardin back in 1955, the year of his death, he continues and says this: it is as though during an enormous span of time, man, still immature, was kept busy by some organic adjustment at the innermost part of himself. He wasn't able to find the crown of his watch, wasn't able to wind himself up a little bit here, but it is as though during an enormous span of time, man, still immature, was kept busy by some organic adjustment at the innermost part of himself. You know, I don't know about you, but when I first came to the Ozarks, I was excited. I was thrilled to find in the little cabin I was staying at that there was surrounded by black walnut trees. It seemed as though that it was just manna from heaven. Black walnuts are being so good for your brain and such wonderful food to eat. I thought, what a boon. Fantastic. But of course, in my immature state, kept busy for an enormous span of time in the cities, I came to look at the black walnut and I was kind of jaundiced. I thought, how the heck do you get a black walnut? Have you ever seen a black walnut? Well, if you haven't, you might try it sometime. But you take a regular nutcracker and you can forget it. You're not gonna open a black walnut with a nutcracker. As a matter of fact, they sell commercially in some of the seed catalogs and orchardist catalogs a walnut cracker. And it's made out of heavy gauge steel. It has a, you know, usually a half inch diameter solid steel handle about 3 feet long. You're getting all of Archimedes' fulcrum working for you. And you bolt this thing to the floor somewhere, or a workbench, and you grab hold of this 3 foot long handle, looks like a crowbar, and with all your might, you crush the nut. And that's generally what you would do, is crush the nut, it'll be worthless. But it was an amazement to me, one day, sitting out there on a stump, with my friend Tex, he'd been here forever and ever, raised in the area, and we were just shooting the breeze. And he picks up a black walnut that had fallen into the grass, previous fall, I guess, and picked it up, and he was rubbing it. I wondered, well, what are you going to do with that? My mind text, you know? And he pulls out his old-timer knife, and like anybody that lives in the country, he sharpens his knives. They're not dull. They're tools. And he carefully cuts around the seam line of the black walnut and opens it, and then he uses his knife, the point of the blade, and he picks out the nut meats, and he's eating it. And I'm thinking to myself, my God, that's how you do it. So anyway, back to the article here. It is as though, during an enormous span of time, man, still immature, was kept busy by some organic adjustment at the innermost part of himself. He had to learn how to hull and open a black walnut. And it maybe took him millions of years, according to the evolutionists. Dropping down further, this was a true second hominization. Indeed, the rise out of Africa and the worldwide spread of Homo sapiens, quote unquote, the universal man. The universal man. And we're going to have a universal consciousness according to Barbara Marks Hubbard. Obviously, she's been reading Mr. Chardin here. We're anticipating a universal consciousness. As a matter of fact, we're anticipating a universal creation, and where universal man is going to spread throughout all of the universe. Oh, yes. Looking for resources. Looking for resources to exploit, just as we have all over the planet. Dropping down a little further here. But today, the author writes, after so many eons of hominization, you would think with after this passage of time, there would be human skulls and femurs piled up around the area so deep that we'd have to push our way through the bone pile. Anyone other run the math on the exponential growth of human populations? In eons and eons, how many people would be born into that cycle? The great accomplishments, you know, they're worried about population growth today. And in this, the last 100 years, could you imagine the population problem after 50 million years or 100 million years, the time necessary for evolution to have occurred? Well, let's just go a little further. He says, but today, after so many eons of hominization, the great accomplishment pursued by life since its first emergence on Earth 2 or 3 billion years ago is over. Just run the math. A man crawls out of the primordial soup, sees a beautiful woman crawling out of the primordial soup at precisely the same instant. They towel off in the sunshine immediately to become fruitful and prosper. 9 months later, they have their first or twin children. Just run the math. How many children from that humble beginning would exist at the end of a billion years? Continuing again from the article, this newborn, well, I should give it all, definitely cemented on itself in the course of the last century by the powerful forces of industry and science, the newborn noosphere is now spread right before our eyes and is caught already in the first grip of an irresistible totalization. Now, there's much truth in what's going on here, what he's saying. We have indeed and in fact, since Nikola Tesla forward, we have indeed and in fact made profound leaps. And if you were to think about it in the standpoint of billions and billions served, a Mickey D concept, we have indeed and in fact experienced an evolutionary leap in the last years. If you want to use evolution, of course, we the people still look just exactly the same as we did in 1900. But something has happened. We've progressed. Now that I can accept. Progress, growth, and change, yes. But evolution? Nah. Before trying to investigate this final phase of the development of the noosphere, let us first analyze the secret of its internal structure in order to discover the deep reasons why man represents so obviously a revolution in the very process of natural evolution. So we have a revolutionary evolution, or an evolution of revolution. Sounds like the Ron Paul campaign. Sounds like Ernie Hancock to me, but maybe Ernie Hancock has read Pierre Chardin as well. Hard to say, but we have a revolution in the very process of natural evolution. A revolution, an evolutionary revolution. By human culture, I refer to the manifold process according to which any human population, whenever left to itself, immediately starts spontaneously to arrange itself at a social level into an organized system of ends and means in which two basic components are always present. And you thought that you were going to live without government? By human culture, I refer to the manifold process according to which any human population, whenever left to itself, immediately starts spontaneously to arrange itself at a social level into an organized system of ends and means in which two basic components are always present. First, a material component, or increase in complexity. Of course, if you read the Agenda 21, you'll find all about this increasingly complex world that we live in. Seeking best practices and building upon that in a synergistic way. but a material component or an increase in complexity, which includes both the various types of implements and techniques necessary to the gathering or the production of all kind of foods or supplies and the various rules or laws which provide the best conditions for an optimum birth rate or, notice they threw that in there, an optimum birth rate, produce the best conditions for an optimum birth rate, population control agenda, right there. We'll be right back.
Listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Sea Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Sea Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Sea Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Sea Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so once again, referring to this lengthy article presented at the symposium, Man's Role Changing the Face of Earth, Man's Role in Changing the Face of the Earth, Princeton, New Jersey, this article titled The Antiquity and World Expansion of Human Culture by the French Jesuit priest, Father Pierre Teilhard de Chardin, and he continues. Again, first, a material component or an increase in complexity, which includes both the various types of implements and techniques necessary to the gathering or the production of all kinds of foods or supplies. And in all of this little section right here, I hear the words of Richard Buckminster Fuller, the Dymaxian car, the Dymaxian house, all of his Dymaxian living. and his Dymaxium and synergistic experience that he visualized in his youth and later throughout his life. I have been to his talks. I would travel in those days whatever number of miles necessary, had I the time and the wherewithal to do so, to attend one of his talks. I sat and listened with rapt attention. Richard Buckminster Fuller, in a live presentation, was something to behold. A man of incredible intelligence. He would come into the room, little short fellow, in black suit typically, Coke bottle, thick glasses with black rims, and he'd come into the room and just kind of create out of no place. No fanfare, no trumpets blaring, no herald. And he would walk up onto the stage where he would have a blackboard behind the podium, and he would come in and he would write one word or perhaps two or three words or maybe even a sentence on the board with a piece of chalk that he had in his pocket, put the chalk back into his pocket, approach the podium, and begin speaking. And 2 hours later, he would answer the question or the expression that was on the board that he had written when he first came in the room, and then he would walk away, leave, as people clapped as he left the room. A no-nonsense kind of a thinker, a thinker's thinker, and for some, maybe a stinker. But he was definitely a futurist. And so, here, back to this again, this increase in complexity. We have an ever-increasing world, and as we read, it has become increasingly interdependent. That's right out of the Russian Constitution, but it was written long before that. But interdependent, interoperable, and interconnected. And this is the advance of the technological grid inside of this noosphere that Barbara Marx Hubbard intimates, and others as well. Certainly, coming perhaps tomorrow, we'll have Vicki Davis come back and join us if she's available, and we'll go into these kind of discussions again as we did for months previously. But, continuing, which includes, again, both the various types of implements, this is tools, tool-making, and techniques, capacity-building, this is right out of Agenda 21, necessary to the gathering or the production of all kinds of food or supplies, and the various rules of law. Get in the three E's of sustainable development, economy, environment, and equity. We have the environment where we find all of the kinds of food or supplies. And then the economy, of course, this is the means of exchange, whether it be a voluntary society or what, barter community or what. Economy, this is another concept. In an economy, there's always a profit or loss. Corporations are organized around profits and losses. They have to make a profit for their shareholders or they go out of business. The shareholders and the bondholders will walk away from a corporate structure that doesn't return a profit. Profit good, loss bad. Profit good, loss bad, as Wayne Madsen said the other evening on his broadcast. In an economy, this is your moral code. Profit good, loss bad. At previous times in our existence, we looked at other things like morals and ethics and belief systems and governments. But in an economy, you have the environment, the biosphere, if you will. You've got the economy, profit good, loss bad, and you have equity, the rules of law, or rules or law. Or understanding equity is the court's chancery. You just pay your monies and you take your chance when you go into a court of law. Continuing, which provide the best conditions for an optimum birth rate. Whew. Boy, careful with that one. Or for a satisfactory circulation of goods and resources within the limits of the population under consideration. Now, this, again, is Richard Buckminster Fuller. His whole idea was is that in the 21st century, as he saw it developing, we had already mastered, in fact, before the 20th century, in the 19th century, we had already mastered the means of production, although we continue to progress in that today. Production was no longer an issue. Any company organized properly and certainly in the colonies and in the westward expansion, without virtually unlimited natural resources to tap, without having to go engage in war with anything other than people armed with bows and arrows and tomahawks and knives, with an unlimited amount of natural resources and overabundant supply, it was possible for us to build any a superabundance, a superfluity of anything that we just so desired. So production was a done deal. The Industrial Revolution handled that. The next stage was distribution. And so now we're seeing a fulfillment of this global distribution through Dubai Ports World, the Orient Overseas Container Lines, all of the shipping, these huge, humongous shipping vessels that they have to bring cargo containers, you know, stacked 25 and 30 high, all chained down on the deck, take it all around the world. Distribution is no longer a problem. Now the problem for sustainable development to move into a sustainable future is demand. You've got to create the demand for an endless supply of material goods from the means of production in order to sustain environmental and developmental growth. That's another dynamic new in our time. But continuing here, he says, secondly, a spiritual component or an increase in consciousness now enter the New Age movement. Enter Barbara Marx Hubbard. She's talking about this synergistic consciousness, a synergistic democracy. Nature is a hierarchy of synergies. They held 25 conferences, syncons. They came up with this idea of the 12-spoke wheel of co-creation, so on and so forth. Common goals between sectors, matching up your goals with your needs, with your resources. The emergence of this synergistic democracy, the interface with the local elected officials. So again, second is a spiritual component or an increase in consciousness, namely some particular outlook on the world and life. An approach which is at once philosophical, ethical, aesthetic, and religious. Now, for those of you that have listened to the broadcast for any length of time, you've heard me mention numerous times Isidore Auguste Marie François Xavier Comte. He's the man that coined the term sociology and altruism. He's the founder of that science, even though when he left it at his death, it was embryonic. It has grown massively since then. But he came up with his system of positive philosophy. And of course, if you listen to that broadcast yesterday, I didn't note how many times she mentioned the word positive, but everything's positive. This is the positive expectancy to win. This is the positive attitude. This is your Earl Nightingale. This is your Zig Ziglar. This is your Amway Corporation. This is the whole modus operandi of the Success Motivation Institute out of Waco, Texas, Paul J. Meyer, of which I was a distributor for their products. I'm rather familiar with positive mental attitude training. So we see that this positive philosophy and the positive polity, the political system that Auguste Comte envisioned back in the 1800s, 1850 thereabouts, The triumph of his system was when he included the catechism for the positive religion, the universal religion of humanity, as we move fully into the third and positive stage of human development. This is where the futurists are looking. That's where they've placed themselves. It's where they anticipate to place, well, not us. We're not included. We're in the expendable. We're in the ignorant and the unlearned. We're in the unwashed. We're in the useless baggage category. You won't be able to board. You won't go into the storage bin on top. You'll be eliminated. If the Georgia Guidestones are true, the function of which is to impart a meaning, a direction, and an incentive or stimulus to the material activities and development of the community. And now we're starting into communitarianism. Well, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee. Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So in the last segment of today's two-hour broadcast, I could only wish for another 2 or 3 or 4 hours that we could just continue this discussion. Once you get on the roll on this particular thing, I hate to stop, and especially when we're dealing with someone as influential as Mr. Chardin here, this Jesuit priest. And it's really kind of a sad thing, you know, to have to break it up. But fortunately, because of the way that Oracle is set up and the way that we've run styled the broadcast, we have the archives. And so you can look at part one, part two, part three, and part so many in our History of Law series. If I do take a detour and go to something like this, we can come back and carry it on part two, part three, and so on. So whether I come back to it tomorrow or another time, we will continue this discussion. But let's finish out this particular part and get to a good breaking point, because you're going to find that as we run through this particular article, this particular line of reasoning and thought from this symposium in 1955, that much of what has become the transhuman movement, the humanist transhumanist movement, can be found right here. But of course, it would be myopic to think that there wasn't something before it. And there was, as I'm pointing now to August Comte, 100 years prior to this symposium, laying out precisely the same sorts of information. in his system of positive polity, his system of positive philosophy, and in the religion for the universal religion of humanity. That one world order religion, the positive religion. But let's continue again. It says, the function of which is to impart a meaning, a direction, and an incentive or stimulus to the material activities and the development of community. For the many fragments of mankind that have become isolated or have gained their independence in the course of time, the many fragments of mankind that have become isolated or have gained their independence in the course of time, the Mayans, the Aztec, the Inca, the islanders, the island folk, the people in Hawaii, people that have, no matter where white boy went, he was always finding more people. Took his standard, drove it into the shore, right up to the hilt in the sand, and said, this I give to the Queen Isabella, right? As if it was his to give. The Admiral, Cristobal's Colombo. Anyway, for the many fragments of mankind, the Arctic Eskimo, the Algonquin, the Iroquois, the Cherokee, the Sioux, the Blackfoot, you just go on and on with all of this. The Australian Aboriginals, others. For the many fragments of mankind that have become isolated or have gained their independence in the course of time, just so many tentative technico-mental systems of the world as a whole. Technico-mental systems, new word, new term, write that up on the board, on your notepad. A technico-mental system as a whole. That is to say, so many cultures. So they're using technico-mental system as a definitive term for cultures or many cultures have gradually come into existence. This is one of the major lessons taught by the universal history of man, the universal history of man. From the earliest known stages until the present time, understood thus as a collective answer to the general biological problem of survival and growth. Notice he uses the word growth. Survival and growth, I can accept that. I like progress, growth, and change. He uses survival and growth, but elsewhere he uses evolution. The typically human phenomenon, now you can go back and bring in Claude Henri Duverroy Saint-Simon, often accredited with the beginning of phenomenology. The use of that terminology. The typically human phenomenon of culture is, of course, foreshadowed to some extent at the pre-human levels of life. In the case of animals, too, the struggle for life leads each different species forcibly toward the discovery of some constructive adjustments between germinal forces of reproduction and multiplication on the one hand and quasi-social forces of collective arrangement on the other. Try and explain that to a bovine sometime. But whereas in the case of non-reflexive life, social and germinal persistence, persistently have been unable to combine into a definite and unlimited creative process. In the case of man, on the contrary, and clearly in some sort of connection with the newly acquired human power of thinking, you see, somehow or another, our Jesuit father here believes that man has just newly acquired this human power of thinking. Both social and germinal have given rise by their conjunction to a decidedly superior type of evolution, a quote-unquote new evolution, in fact. A new evolution. And this is that the warp and the woof of the discussion that Barbara Marx Hubbard brought out last evening on The Vantage Point with Michael Vail. A new evolution, in fact, a revolution in the very process of natural evolution, an evolutionary revolution or a revolutionary evolution, depending on what you want to look at it. A new evolution, in fact, special to the noosphere and characterized at the same time by a new and more efficient form of invention, by a new and more efficient form of heredity, and by a new and more efficient form of speciation. Now, you know, we do have the internet. wasn't available at the time of this writing. We have the internet and the intranet. We have this planetary skin now forming over the Earth, extending the upper reaches of our new sphere into the low Earth orbiting altitude satellites. We have this new planetary skin, this grid, getting off the grid lately. We've got this cloud, this computing cloud, I guess. We've got all these servers interconnected around the world. And so, because of this, some are anticipating a revolutionary evolution, or perhaps an evolutionary revolution, depending on how you want to write the words. But of course, much could be said the same about the invention, Nikola Tesla, of the radio. Some attribute it to Marconi. It's highly disputed. Or perhaps we should look at the television. Maybe we should reach back to the prior to the Enlightenment and think about the printing press. We've experienced many of these, of course, but has man evolved as a result of it? Electricity? Revolutionary. Don't use much steam power anymore. Revolutionary. Evolutionary revolution. Well, will this new computing system prompt a quantum leap in man? Some believe that it will. And it may well do that. But again, in fact, special to the noosphere and characterized at the same time by a new and more efficient form of invention, by new and more efficient form of heredity, by a new and more efficient form of speciation. Oh, yeah. A new and more efficient form of heredity. We're talking about manipulating genetic materials. A new and more efficient form of speciation. Will we eventually be smooth-crotched, neither male nor female, no longer needing reproductive organs, reproducing ourselves in petri dishes? Perhaps. A revolution is in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? The way we begin the broadcast every day. The solution for today is to understand this information, because it is being taught through a extensive army of change agents globally. They're coming into your community through the university extension programs as experts that say, that teach best practices, that lead all of the peoples of the world into this new age concept of synergistic co-creation. Recognize it when you see it. Either join it or resist it. Choices have consequences. Choose wisely. Thank you for listening. I'll be back again tomorrow. And until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at ChristosTrading.com.
If a
claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.